If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
As parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents, we have a heroic responsibility to walk with God by faith. Not only our lives and our eternity is at stake, but the faith of our children, grandchildren, and on, their lives, their eternities.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, we love our heroes, don't we? We depend upon our sports heroes to perform up to par, no pun intended, golfers, or we get upset. That basketball leader should score every time, especially at the clutch time. That football player better throw perfectly or catch the long pass running away from the defenders. That home run hitter needs to win the game in the last inning, even at the last strike of the last out. Then there's war heroes like Washington, Eisenhower, or even Joan of Arc. But we also recognize that our armed forces, as well as our police, firefighters, and often the EMS, are heroic in almost all of their everyday activity. But often heroes are personal. For me, there have been men and women who have sacrificed to give me life and to help me through great struggles. For you, they mean nothing, but there are others in your life, but not everything qualifies as heroism. To be honest, the one who rushes into danger, fire, flood, falling buildings, or even gunfire, to save those he may not even know, is more of a hero to me than the athlete who catches a ball or makes a basket. Just no comparison. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." That's the definition of a hero. So we're going to talk about some heroes today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to the newsboys. We believe.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe.
the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
And He's given us new life.
We believe in the crucifixion.
In my Bibles from my childhood, the ones given to me and gotten for me in teenage years, I still have some autographs, usually with a scripture passage attached of some folks that had impacted my life spiritually. Few of you would know, but for me, they were important and in some cases, heroic. They were my heroes of faith. Their lives stood for Christ, and many of them sacrificed family, friendships, and certainly fortunes to obey their call from God. And in the book of Hebrews, in the Bible, in chapter 11, God showed us some other true heroes of the faith. Abel, who was killed by his brother. Enoch, who walked with God as many around him turned away. Noah, who bore ridicule as he built a boat to save the world. Abraham, who left all to find God's city. Moses, who saved his people from the greatest ruler in the world, and many others. But in every case, the writer of Hebrews starts out with these two key words, by faith. That's why they are heroes of faith. They trusted God in the midst of threat to life and limb. They trusted God to take them into a future they could not see, but He had planned for them. In fact, listen how this writer completes this telling of heroes. He says, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison." And on it goes until he says this, "The world was not worthy of them." How about you and me? Yes, you and me. Are we living for God in that same way? You might be saying right about now, that's not possible. These were extraordinary people. Don't expect that of me. But you would be wrong. You were wrong. They weren't extraordinary people. They were pretty normal, with tons of flaws oftentimes. Yes, there was Enoch, who walked with God so closely that he was taken without dying. But even Elijah, who was also taken by God without dying, had tremendous doubts after his battle with Ahab and Jezebel. He ran away. Normal people these were, who just trusted God. Can you be like that? Can you be normal and trust God? And then, would you think with me of Noah's relationship to Enoch? It seems like they're disconnected, but I don't think so. Enoch was Noah's great-grandfather. although men and women were living much longer then. Remember Enoch's son, Methuselah, who lived nearly 1,000 years? Noah never knew his great-grandfather, but I'm guessing he heard all about him, learning what faith in God had accomplished in Enoch's life and how it impacted his son, Noah's grandfather, and Noah's father, both of whom died before the flood, before the great punishment. There was a legacy of faith in the family, it appears. Without such, what would have happened? Enoch walked with God, and Noah sailed the waters with God. As parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents, we have a heroic responsibility to walk with God by faith. Not only our lives and our eternity is at stake, but the faith of our children, grandchildren, and on, their lives, their eternities are also at stake. I'm sure that Enoch's son and grandson would have loved to lead the ugliness the world had become. But then would Noah had known the Lord like he did? My friend, have you turned away from Christ? Have you allowed your life to become a wasteland of sin? Are you recognizing the lostness of your children and grandchildren because of your unfaithfulness? You know, it's not too late. You can turn back to Jesus now and make a real difference. Why don't you begin by praying with me? Pray, "Dear Jesus, I am sick and tired of living the way I am. I want to walk in faith with you. Please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer, please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me at SundayBreakfastMission.org, SundayBreakfastMission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.